I made a difficult decision to relieve Darnell Coles and Eric Hinsky of their hitting coach responsibilities. and, you know, I'm not pinning it on one person or one group because we're all in this together. But, you know, we have seen, you know, 40 days of the type of offensive production that wasn't meeting our standards. And it was, you know, obviously well below average. And we've seen that trend before. And I felt like I needed to address that trend. You know, as I said, it was a tough decision, but we're going to, you know, going to move forward with two very capable hitting coaches that we feel like will hopefully get that trend moving in the right direction with Drew Hedman and Rick Short. I know that there's going to be a range of questions. you know, I'll probably get asked questions, things like, you know, what took us so long? And, you know, we've been walking through a number of injuries, and I wanted to let those injuries, you know, return, those injured players return. And I wanted to see if those healthy players getting back into the fold would have this thing turn around. But obviously that hasn't happened. So, and that's what led me to this decision today.
Zach Buchanan.
Torrey, was there something about the process that you wanted to see improved among your hitters and how they're going about their at-bats, or was it just kind of it's, you know, we're into June, it's not getting better, something has to change, and so let's start here kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's the second option there. You know, look, from what I could tell, and it's my responsibility to pay attention to the effort and the work ethic. I thought that was not the issue. It was mostly the results and looking for some things to get better. And I felt like I waited a long time for things to change, and unfortunately they did.
Jody Jackson.
Torrey, it definitely sounds like it's something that, you know, you mentioned it was a trend that we had seen in previous years, mm-hmm. even. Was there even a thought to this maybe going back to last year, or was it just so difficult based on the 60-game season?
Yeah, I think out of fairness to what we all walked through last year in the pandemic season, it was almost unfair to judge anybody's performance, player or staff member. And, you know, I was noticing certain trends. And like I said, I wanted to address that trend. But, no, it's nothing that I was considering last season, the end of last season.
David Brandt.
Hey, Torrey, it seemed like a lot of the hitters that were struggling the most were veteran guys, you know, like Ahmed and maybe Peralta and Escobar to a degree. I know he's got a lot of homers. But do you think that group of guys just kind of needed a new voice for whatever reason? Because it seemed like some of your younger guys like Rojas and Smith are hitting pretty well. But just those veteran guys needed a different direction of some sort?
Yeah, you know, look, we got to get our best players to perform at the high level that we expect and that they've shown us in the past. So, you know, that was an area of my concern for sure. And that's kind of why we chose Drew and chose Shorty. You know, Shorty is going to be a new voice and a new perspective and very fresh yet inside of the system, and somebody that has a track record with several of these players. Through their interactions in spring training or some of the interactions through the system. And then, you know, Drew, obviously because of the continuity, he was third in line, and we have a game tomorrow. So we needed some sort of continuity. And look, we talk about blending things, and we feel like this will be a very good, healthy blend to get some of that production back into the areas of our offense that have been concerning for a long period of time.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, you've spoken a lot about game plans in the past and, you know, the type of approach that you want the hitters to take. Was there anything lacking in the game plan specifically that they've been getting from the coaches that you felt needed to change? And if so, what's different, or what do you expect to be different from the new coaches in how they prepare game plans for the hitters?
You know, look, I oversee the game planning once it's drawn up by the group. And, you know, obviously I felt I've been satisfied with it. I was signing off on it, but it just wasn't working. And look, we're all in this together. We all have a responsibility in this. So I need to accept, you know, where I am in this as well. But I thought the game planning was fine. It's just the execution was not there. And look, moving forward, I want to create a certain offensive identity that means we are going to battle and fight and have a very, very unpredictable game plan that's going to beat any pitcher, whether it's the best pitcher in baseball to somebody on the back in the back end of a bullpen or on the front end of a bullpen. Like I want us to be that diverse. And I think we got to create a new offensive identity where we're going to attack things no matter who we're facing.
Nick Pecoro.
Hey, Tori, I know the offense has been struggling for a while now, but you look up and I think your pitching is last in the league as well. Just curious, why did you guys decide to go in this direction versus that direction?
Yeah, it's a very fair question. I just will continue to say that everything's going to be evaluated throughout the course of the season and the course of the remainder of the season. It's just, it was something that I felt like the offensive trend needed to be addressed. And it's just the direction I decided to go.
Barry Bloom.
Hey, Tori.
Hi, Barry.
Would you address your own situation? How tenuous do you feel? How have you weathered all this? What's your state of mind right now?
Well, I know I've said it in the past. I signed a contract and I'm going to honor that contract every single day. My success isn't measured by the length of my contract or the type of contract that I've signed. It's measured by what I do every single day and what I give this organization on a daily basis. And that's simplified it for me. I have dealt with year-long contracts my whole life. This was coming here was basically the first time I signed an extended contract. And it certainly made it nice and comfortable, but not beyond the fact that I was going to go out and work my butt off every single day. So nothing's changed for me. Nothing will ever change for me. I have been conditioned to work as hard as I can every single year because that's what baseball has given me since the day I signed my first professional contract as a player. And that helps me eliminate the black noise. This game is hard enough. And if I'm going to bog it down with what I'm worried about in the future, I'm not doing my best job. So I'm going to commit to this process that I've done every single year, and that's all I know. And I'm not coming off of that. And then I'll be judged by my boss, and he'll take it from there.
How have you? I know you personally well. You can't be great weathering all this losing. How are you dealing with all that?
Yeah, me personally, I hurt. I bleed the same way everybody else does when we lose games. I'm carrying the work, the workload, and the feelings of 26 players and, you know, 15 plus staff members. So that's what I sign up for. You know, these tough days. I've been doing okay. I've been relying on the people inside of my inner circle. I'm relying on my conversations with coaches, and we're doing this together. And I know I said that earlier, that we're all out there every single day doing the best that we possibly can. So that's been giving me some peace. But I have a lot of sleepless nights, but I have sleepless nights after any loss. It doesn't matter. We just got to ride this out, start playing better baseball, and see where things take us.
All right. Well, hang in there. Hope to see you tomorrow for the first time personally. I'm looking forward to that.
Thanks, Bear. Appreciate it.
Steve Gilbert.
Tori, you spoke about a new offensive identity. What if you could kind of just be specific about that, what would it be? What is the new identity you'd like to see?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's a new identity, but it's going to be something that we've talked about that's going to be enforced and monitored on a daily basis. It's you know, driving up pitch counts against the best pitchers in baseball and getting into bullpens early. It's a relentlessness during each at bat that's going to allow us to have the most success possible. It's going to understand what each at bat is asking for on a at bat by at bat, inning by inning basis. It's going to understanding that when we're in a 2-run game, that we're never out of that game. If we're in a 5-run game, we're never out of that game either. I think overall, it's a relentlessness and a mindset that we're gonna scratch and claw and fight for everything on a nightly basis.
Tori, you've talked a lot too about trying to slug in the air on the pull side. Is that a thing that you still want to see the guys doing, or is that a thing that maybe you guys took too far? I don't know.
No, I think that's our overall offensive identity and one of our main mindsets, to get the ball elevated to the pull side. But that's not to be so stubborn that inside of the at-bat, it might ask for a simple ground ball to the middle of the infield, or with two strikes being able to expand the zone. And I'm not a huge zone expander. I don't think good offensive teams expand the zone. They may change their direction or their thought process. That to me is just having a high IQ per every at-bat. But I want to slug the baseball. I want to put up crooked numbers. I think Major League Baseball has shown that's a very successful way to score runs and bunches and help you win baseball games. And to me, it's about the crooked numbers. So no, we're not going to come off of that. That's our overall hitting philosophy. But I think our offensive identity is that of some certain relentlessness and understanding what each at-bat is asking for.
Jack Summers.
This is a question for Mike, if I may. The decision-making process, Tori has mentioned a couple times that, you know, this was his call and he made the decision here. I was just wondering if you could give me some insights from your point of view as to how you oversaw the Tori's decision-making process.
Am I muted? Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, I, you know, as these conversations unfold, I told Tori this is his decision to make. Certainly, we have conversations amongst the groups of us about what the way things are unfolding, and you know, ultimately, I think it's his call to do the best he can to maximize the performance on the field. And if a change is needed, then unfortunately, and everyone hates that it comes to that point. No one wants to see it come to that point, and the effort put into not having it come to that point, unfortunately, it didn't happen in this case. But it doesn't just lay down on the coaches. This lays down on me. This lays down on us. We're not blind to that. It lays down on the performance of our players, executing in situations that we need to execute, focusing in a way that we need them to focus. To you know, grind through games the way for the last, you know, month plus, we have the most losses in baseball, and I just don't believe that should be the case. And, you know, a big portion of that is our offensive performance over the last 30 to 40 days, even with all of our players coming back, you know, and without seeing that direction shifting, I think is where the concern lay. But the process around the decision was, you know, I'm there to listen to what he has to say and get his thoughts and ask a lot of questions, how things are working. And it wasn't ever a work ethic thing. These guys busted their butts to try to help. We just didn't, we weren't making a lot of improvement. As a team, there are some individual players that were pointed out earlier, but as a team.
Any additional questions? Nick Pecoro.
Hayes, we've heard Derek on the radio a couple of times go out of his way to say this isn't Tory's fault. I guess I have to ask, you know, how much consideration you've put into making a change above, you know, what you did today.
Yeah. And you know, those are fair questions for us. We've had the most losses in baseball here. We should be prepared to field those questions all the time. You know, I still feel like within the game. The game is being managed. The effort is being put in. That needs to be in order to play the brand of baseball that we want to play. It's a bigger piece of the pie than just what's happening on offense. All the things that the manager is in charge of. And the manager is in charge of the offense. Yes, I am in charge of the offense. But it's a piece of that. You referenced the pitching before. I think a distinction in my mind, four of our starting pitchers are out right now. To the degree that we are putting guys in situations is of some consideration for looking at the performance. And on the flip side, you know, I don't think that those situations were necessarily analogous. But to answer the question specifically, I still feel like Torrey is the right person to lead these guys and right this ship and get us back to where we need to go. We need to perform better in most situations that we haven't, in games that we've had leads, in games that we haven't had leads, in games where we've had leads and, you know, miscues lead to losses with regard to our inability to kind of claw our way back into it. All of those things are burdensome in the course of a game, but we need to find a way to win more of those games. And I've been very, I think, forthright on acknowledging that at various points in time for this season, we have not played we have not played with what we intended to play with necessarily. That is entirely on me and my job to support that. And I have to take responsibility for that. And so where that layers into all of this. But ultimately, he and I are going to be judged the exact same way, the wins and losses, and they're not in a position they need to be in right now. Depending on, no matter what you thought of our season starting off and where you had us pegged, nobody had us pegged at this. And that's the part that we are all grinding through right now.
Nick?
It sure seems like looking at the standings and the calendar, you guys would be heading in a certain direction to the deadline. I wonder if this move, does that push any of that back? Does that make you want to see how some of these guys respond to this change?
I would like to see how people respond to this change. Nothing is imminent, I think, just merely due to the calendar. So regardless of what our intent is in any, I think I've said this before, you can have the intent to want to do something, but you know, at some point, if other teams are just wait and see for the next 50 days or 40 days or 30 days, there's only so much you're going to do. And we're not chasing things around necessarily. If opportunities present themselves for us to better this team, we will do that. To better our organization, we will do that. I would like to see this team play better baseball. We believe that this team has the capability of playing better baseball.
Barry.
Hey, Mike, with that being too obtrusive I was just wondering how you are, your family, your wife, and just give you well wishes.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it. I'd rather not go into that right now, but I appreciate that.
Okay, sure. I respect that.
Any additional questions? Steve Gilbert.
Mike, I think you kind of hit on it, but I don't think anybody could have seen this kind of record coming, even with the injuries. I mean, you still look at the guys you're running out there on a basis that seems to be a better than this. Is there anything outside of the offense you can kind of put your finger on that has got you in this spot?
Well, I've mentioned this before. Torrey and I talk a lot about this. I know this isn't hidden between the two of us. We talk a lot about this every night. I think we need to focus and play better brand of baseball. And what we value, especially defensively, has not been there. And we need to ensure that improves. And we're working on it. I watch it. You watch it. Anyone can watch it any day. We need to execute in those moments too. We know that there's some give and take with the offense at times. We know that I've already mentioned some of the challenges pitching wise as we've gone through this last period of time. And really that's what we're talking about, this 40 game stretch, because before that we were playing pretty good baseball. Defensively, we need to improve. We are making too many mistakes. And I know that Torrey holds that dear too, that to me, if that gets solidified to any degree and our offense rebounds to the degree that we hope is going to, then this team's going to play better.
How much are you missing Dave McKay with regards to all that? I know he's a big part of the base running. He's a big part of the outfield defense.
I mean, we miss Dave McKay every single day, all the time, but I'll let Torrey answer that question. I think that's probably more appropriate for him.
Yeah. We miss him as a person and as human being, as a friend first. That's a no-brainer. I've gone on the record as saying he's the best coach that I've ever been around. So I know that will probably speak for itself. I think everybody misses him, his teachings, his interactions, his leadership style, on and off the field. We miss him on every level in a big way.
Nick, Cora.
Mike, do you, given that this offense has had these stretches dating back several seasons, do you have any second thoughts about kind of, you know, running this group back out in you know, as much of a, you know, its entirety, I guess, in a way, as you did coming off of last season?
I feel like given... I am responsible for making that decision. That decision is certainly up for scrutiny. I just want to say that at the very, very outset that, you know, there were choices to be made and I made that choice. And I own that to its entirety. I think to the degree where we're at today, which is sort of leaving us all, I think, a little bit speechless to a degree. I don't regret the talent that's on our roster. I don't. I see the players, the lineups that we're running out there and the players that we have out there, and subtracting out the injuries and taking into account the injuries relative to the other team not being injured on a given night or whatever Torrey has to run out there. I feel like this team... I still feel like this team is a competitive team on a night-to-night basis. And, you know, whatever our overall expectations were, I think we kind of were wait and see where that was going to take us. I was hopeful that it was going to take us someplace in the middle of the year that we were going to be aggressive with our young players. That hasn't come to fruition. One of the things that I've thought a lot about is, I don't necessarily think the penalty for trying to win should be, you know, that it's a complete failure. I think not making the decisions we did and just rolling it up in January and trading off some of our veteran players and say, oh, well, like we can't keep up with whomever. I don't really like that strategy, frankly. Especially given where we were, and I didn't necessarily think that was appropriate. So I put the risk on the table here for everybody, and I have to own that risk. That is entirely my responsibility. having said in and around that, I think it is also our responsibility to push the player performance in a way that we feel like they're performing the way they should, give or take, you know, ups and downs. And so, you know, it's hard. That decision is certainly under review in my mind and is up for debate. What I don't want to have happen though is I think it's pushing the envelope and going for competition to me is still what my job is. As long as I'm not sacrificing the long-term vision of the organization. And I don't believe we did that. So my long-winded answer. Sorry to your question.
Any additional questions? All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Torrey. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Torrey. Thanks, Hayes.